We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Miami. It feels like Miami.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Miami Heat Beat Postgame Show. I'm your host, Ricardo Navas. With me today, Coach Lou, Saucy Takes.
Yes, sir. You know what time it is?
What time is it, Lou?
We lighten the beam, baby.
Light the beam! Light the takes!
Lighten the sign, baby.
Chad is like, turn on. If you're listening on, if you're watching us on Twitch, you saw that I totally forgot to unmute myself, which meant that the entire intro song was muted. I then had to replay it. So there's that. So shout out to Twitch audience for making fun of me in chat saying that there's no sound. But we're here after a Heat win. Miami Heat, 118. Detroit Pistons, 110. Lou, the Heat saved themselves from total embarrassment and despair. Had they lost tonight, there's a very different conversation. But we're happy, baby. Jimmy had 28, stepped up, dunk, tuck your shit, Robinson. It's a good day.
Man, it's a
it was almost not a good day.
Almost.
Kate Cunningham and Jaden Ivey. Listen, when Jaden Ivey went for a drive and lost the ball with no one near him, thank God they stink.
The gods were in our favor at that point.
Thank God. The basketball odds owed us a few, okay? It's been a minute. We deserve something.
Man, can we talk about fucking Fontecchio over there? Fucking lighting our shit up. Golly, man. Somebody get that guy. Get him far away. He needs to go back to the West. He needs to play us twice a year.
Free Fontecchio.
Free Fontecchio, for real.
Free Fontecchio. One of the rare good moves that Detroit has done. But, Lou, they play a team at home that, listen, I think any real Heat fan knew today was going to be a fucking dogfight. No one thought this was going to be an easy game. Everyone knew. We all knew the inevitable truth of what was going to transpire tonight. And Miami, listen, they came out and they played okay, and then they played like dog shit, and Jimmy became Jimmy, and Duncan hit a big shot, and they were able to kind of escape. Kind of a very them win, right? I don't think we can leave impressed with them, but I think, Lou, the fact that they just got out of there with the win when New York lost to Atlanta and Philly is losing to Brooklyn, that's just a huge, huge, huge feather in your cap, and you just take them. You take the W.
No, yeah. Felt like they were kind of coasting for a bit there, particularly in – moments of like the whole game, if I'm being honest, but coming out, just coming back out on top is always pretty. It's always good, always clean. But I believe that pushes us up almost a half a game out of the four seed. That's what the fuck I'm talking about, baby.
That's huge for them. I mean, listen, if they can get home court in the first round, I mean, there's a conversation to be had if you want Boston in round two. Gonna have to play them eventually. I don't, you know, we're going to have conversations whether six is more attractive than four and five.
According to the Spo interview, he does not want anything to do with the plan anymore.
Oh, no. Nobody. I don't. Yeah.
Basically six. The difference between six to four is what basically you're getting at.
Yeah. I mean, six. I mean, if you're six, you know, you get, you know, Milwaukee probably in round one. Milwaukee
or Cleveland,
both of which I think are series that if you're Miami, you know, you don't want to see them in the first round, but I think you're pretty comfortable. Or you get a Nick team at five that might be coming at full strength in the first round. So it's a really interesting kind of dynamic that they have in the East.
Yeah. Definitely something to keep an eye on. I believe there's like 20 more games left in the season, if I'm not mistaken, maybe 21.
Knicks are at six now, apparently.
Yikes.
No way, are they?
I'm going to double check that. I believe that's true, though.
Orlando's four.
Yeah, Orlando's four. And I think we were...
We're five right now. Miami's five. So we're sorting the shuffling of the standings live on air. Bronx Joker donated some bits. He's on a five-game stream streak. I didn't know Twitch had those analytics. And said, gee, he's a new Allo model. Listen, I am a Jimmy Butler simp. I buy Jimmy Butler's coffee. I almost bought Jimmy Butler's branded electric kettle that I already had because I'm such a big face Jimmy Butler simp. And there Jimmy wears Allo. You know what? Fuck it. I wear Allo too. I worked out. I bought Allo yoga gear. I went to yoga yesterday, decked out in Allo. Listen, it is what it is. Athlete, influencer, product stuff works. It works on me.
It's Jimmy Butler, baby. Like, come on. Bro.
You just can't. Like, I just not gonna lie. That's how it goes. So, Lou, tonight they had an interesting kind of an interesting flow to the game, as you said, kind of with their coasting. But the fourth quarter struggled to find a three-pointer. And a lot of them off rhythm. Terry took one falling to his right side. They kind of went through that phase that they go through where they just can't get real penetration. They can't force help. They got lucky on a few Pistons defensive possessions where like they blew a rotation and Jimmy got a dunk. But what are you seeing late offense? And is this something that like, are these bad habits going to bite them in the ass against a good team? Cause really they got away with it. Cause Detroit made a bunch of mistakes.
Yeah. So it's kind of interesting because I believe some of the shots they were getting to was a little bit late in the clock, but they weren't like the worst looks. I know Terry took one that was very contested and we had another one up. It was two threes that I remember very clearly that were like, ugh. Like I think the other one was a Caleb one with like no time left. But aside from that, like Duncan missed a couple good looks. Some were early in the shot clock. I'm cool with them. Duncan was lining them up the whole game. So let him take it with 17, 18 seconds on the shot clock off a dribble handoff where the big doesn't show. I'm cool with those. People were just kind of missing some shots. They were really hot for like the first three quarters. I believe they're like six. At some point, they were 16 for 11 for 16 from three, which was ridiculous to keep up at that pace. It wasn't the most fluid offensive game. I don't think it was a bad one, though. I think
they're 118, which is pretty good for them.
Yeah, I think the struggles came like just defensively and like rebounding the ball at times. But honestly, I thought they played like the offense was what, again, this is nothing to be like super excited about. This is a Pistons team, which I believe is like literally last in defense since like the All-Star break or something. So
I just think that was a little concerning that like when you know, the game got a little tight, they against such a poor defense, they couldn't really do anything. Yeah, I mean, their defense, sure. I mean, Jaden Ivey, I thought was creating a lot of problems off the dribble for them. Kind of continues a trend of young, speedy guards really just picking on them. You know, no resistance. And again, it's hard when you're playing Thomas Bryant fourth quarter minutes, too.
I don't think he was that bad today.
I actually was going to say, I'm kind of ready just to give Thomas Bryant another go instead of Orlando.
Oh, the first for sure. You're right on. Shout out to Keith Lee fans. But like, no, man, seriously, like Orlando Robinson was, how do I say this nicely? Head scratching to watch at times. Like some of the things he does, one good thing and like three bad things. And one thing where you're like, what were we looking at here, Orlando? So it was just kind of tough. I don't think Bryant was perfect by any means. I like that he took that three, even though he bricked it. But what I was most impressed by was, first of all, they took him out of drop coverage. I fucking loved it. They said, Orlando, you're going to do what Kevin Love does because we're going to minimize how bad you look on defense. You're going to blitz screens. And he was doing a pretty decent job containing him. And then obviously the two blocks on Cade, pretty decent stuff.
He won a jump ball, which I thought was big on another possession.
On Marcus Sasser. It's like,
God, man, you just need the effort, bro. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. Fucking compete. Do something.
Yeah. That's one thing I'll give him, man. His attitude's always good. Locker room.
That's what
guy.
You need, bro. You just need a guy that's going to get you through the cold, cold winter months.
Yeah, yeah. And you know, he great teammate. Great teammate is the best way we can describe Thomas Bryant. But today, solid defensively. Not one thing I was expecting to say.
Chat says, Torrey Miami says, Orlando can go back to getting 38 points in the G League. He's worse than Yurt was. I kind of agree.
Hey, so what? During the summer league, I don't want to say names, but people was getting hyped, man. And I was like, no. No, like, what are we watching? This is not translatable.
Shmita Smolnik says, G, why is G obsessed with dressing like a cop? I am not dressed like a cop. Neutral tones are in. What is wrong with you?
It's a neutral tone.
This neutral tone. I'm not. No, I'm sorry. There's nothing wrong with my outfit. There's nothing wrong.
It does look undercover.
No, it doesn't, bro. And then like these are like little, like, I got some New Balance 550s, you know, beige white. They look nice. You know what I mean? This looks nice. I can't believe that I'm getting slandered for wearing, you know, for wearing a comfy sweater and my favorite hat. What the fuck, bro? Can't catch a fucking break.
If you're listening to this on podcast, go on Twitch and just read the comments. Just they have go on YouTube. This man alive.
Just go on YouTube. Go on Twitch. JG says, you look so undercover, G. Smith says, Officer Foreskin.
Officer Foreskin.
Skinny says dick hats are hot right now. What do you mean?
Somebody said New Balances.
That New Balances are, dude, come on. No, you can't do that. New Balances are in again.
Yeah.
You can't do that. No.
They're cool. They're cool. For sure.
Don't
for sure.
Make fun of them. You can't. No, we can't do that to New Balances.
New Balances are decent shoes. Decent shoes. They're definitely not a. You know, they're not like Converse bad. Remember when Converse made basketball shoes? Dwayne Wade was the only person who got Converse
Chat
to sell
saying
shoes.
The 550s are solid. The fashion influencers are liking the New Balances.
There you go, baby.
That's all I'm saying. I'm following the trends, goddammit.
Talk about following trends. Can we talk about Jimmy following his own trend? Deciding with 21 seconds that he was such a troll to keep his three-point streak alive that he was pulling that bitch from three regardless of what happened. Just Jimmy, man.
Chat says whatever I say, officer. What are you saying? I'm so sorry.
No, man. Jimmy pulling that three over two people. Or,
oh, I got so mad.
Why?
Because I was like, bro, why are you taking that?
Because,
like,
gee, you know why he took it, right? His streak was about to end.
Oh, is that why?
That's literally why he took it. You gotta love peak troll Jimmy Butler.
He's like, this is on the line.
He's like, I'm not going there. That's why when he made it, the whole bench, all like the coaches were happy. Like everybody was smiling.
He's D-Wade. I'm not going out like this.
Yeah, he wasn't letting it happen. It was just fun. A good game. And
a good last 5 minutes.
Yeah, for Jimmy Butler.
Lou, I'm going to tell you something. So I'm like kind of getting – I'm putting my kitchen back together, right, you know, as I'm watching the game before a post game. And I'm thinking – This show is going to fucking suck. I go, we're going to have to, I don't know how we're going to talk about this because I just don't want to do a show where they lose to Detroit. And Jimmy, fucking turn on the Jets, bro. He just, when that guy goes to the basket and when he is physical, there's few people that can really keep up with him. And I understand that that's not a kind of play style that you can play for 82. It's just really not reasonable. And, you know, at some point, you know, the Magic's going to run out. Until then,
we move.
Dominated that late game. Let's talk about Bam. I got a text from my friend. I don't know if I want to out him, but for what he said, he asked me, why is Bam not good anymore?
Hot take.
He means on offense.
I mean, I don't know. It's who Bam is. He's not a high efficiency player.
I love that you said I don't know, because we don't have to pretend that we know. Because I told him I don't know either. I think that he has a little bit. I think he's locked in a little bit more on defense, and I don't think he's the kind of player that can have that responsibility on defense and then do a bunch on offense.
No, he's been through a lot these last couple games without Kevin Love. It feels like every time he sits, like, he's not fully resting. He's just like on the edge of his seat waiting for Spo to be like, yeah, 30 seconds was enough. Bro, like, go back in.
I never thought that, like, because, you know, we used to say like they have a backup center problem.
Yeah.
Never thought we'd be like, we have a third string center problem.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's the Kia Summer Sticker Sales Event, so give your friends something to look at. Like a B&B with an ocean view, an endless field of wildflowers, or a sunset that needs no filter. Make this a summer to share and save with a capable Kia SUV or powerful sedan. See your local Kia dealer or visit Kia.com to learn more. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-334-KIA for details. Always drive safely. Sale applies to purchase of specially tagged 2024 vehicles only. Quantities are limited. Must take delivery by 7/8/24.
Yeah, no, thank you, Kevin Love, for sure. But yeah, it just feels like, I don't know, man. Bam, first of all, I don't want to say, like, this is a tough matchup for him because Duren physically is very similar to Bam. Like, just in, like, build type, the way they move, like, athlete-wise, like, they're very similar, like, player profiles. So that was kind of tough. But honestly, sometimes he just kind of settles too much. And we see it time and time again. Just a tough game for him. He started out like 3 for 10, and he went 5 for his next 7. So he kind of picked it up from there. Bam is who he is, guys. He's an elite defender who can sometimes go off on offense and get you about 20.
I think that's fine, though, by the way.
Yeah, and it's okay. Like,
and he's not like a bad offensive player. I just think that, like, needing him to be a primary scorer is just not.
Yeah.
It's just not an effective use of his skill set, especially when that man can't go to the bench and they keep a lead. It's bad.
Yeah, he's irreplaceable, point blank, period. And it's not because of the offense. It's definitely because of everything else that he does. The offense is a bonus, but it's not like what you count on him to be irreplaceable. You know what? He's irreplaceable. What he did to Cade Cunningham in that fourth quarter. That's why he's irreplaceable. Cade Cunningham ISO'd him after Bam, you know, Durant got him a couple times at in the first half. And then Cade comes out here, tries to ISO Bam, and Bam didn't even have to jump to block him. That's how good his feet movement is. And people still aren't on the Bam Depoy bandwagon. What is going on? I'm calling out every 71 people in this goddamn. We got to be better as Heat fans. We got to start spamming Bam Defensive Player of the Year everywhere. I need people to hate us for this. Please, guy.
Lou, I don't understand why their plus five post All-Star break with Bam on net rating. They're plus five. They're plus nine with him off.
Man, Kevin Love fixes a lot of issues, G.
I just don't know what's going on there. Kevin Love is.
Do you want me to? Yeah. All right.
Kevin Love has a plus. The Heat have a plus 22 net rating when Kevin Love is on the floor post All-Star break.
So G, I got an idea. Actually, I got a theory as to why
they're
we're better.
So good with Love on the floor. He's elite. Crazy.
He's the spacing he brings offensively is elite. But I think the thing with Bam is those numbers are kind of skewed because Bam had to guard. He literally played every single minute that Jokic played, and Jokic was like plus 16 against us. That was the difference. I think that's pretty much damn near the difference in those numbers. It is what it is. But Love's got it. We need Love, baby.
Ryan Sprevero says, "G, looks like the headset. Looks like that headset communicates with other employees at Old Navy."
That's where G got his aloe hat from. The clearance.
I got
the sweater. Nah, it's a dope hat.
I got the sweater at Old Navy.
I love Old Navy.
I love Old Navy, bro.
Funny that they called you out on it, though.
Yeah, Old Navy's affordable, bro. You know what I mean? This is a nice, comfortable hoodie.
The best hoodies definitely come from Old Navy.
Old Navy hoodies go. Tori says I look like a retired NFL coach.
G looks like Mike McDaniels in the offseason.
Compare me to a winner, please. Excuse me. I'm a Jacksonville Jaguars fan. Lou, the last guy I want to talk about. The Dolphins fans are going to fucking kill me. Aren't people mad about their offseason or something? I don't know. People are complaining. I'm getting word that the Celtics conceded a 32-6 run in the fourth quarter. My God.
Thanks to D Wade. We've heard that again. We've heard that before, guys. It's just Wade haunts them.
Just, hey, at least it doesn't only happen to us. I'm just so sick of all the talk about Boston. And by the way, there were a lot of little newsbreakers today. Patty Mills signed with the Heat. There was LeBron statue talk because of Stephen A. Smith. There was Jeff Teague on Udonis's podcast saying that he would take Harden over Wade. We will discuss that all tomorrow with Alex Toledo of Five on the Floor. So stay tuned for that.
Do
a little emergency podcast while Lou and I close out this segment of the show. But Lou, Duncan Robinson hit him with the white boy Jordan in the first quarter. The fake turnaround to reverse layup.
It's scary. I think he's...
Who is he?
He's the third best player on this team.
I'm glad sometimes, that you said that.
Sometimes. Number two. Sometimes number one. Depends on the day.
He's the third best player on this team. I'm there with you. I think Hero is more talented. I think Duncan's just the third best player.
Hero, probably more talented. I won't disagree there. But Duncan is more... he's just easier to fit into your offense. Like, he's so easy to play with. Such an easy guy. Like shit's getting tough. Just give it to Duncan. Either he's going to create something out of nothing. And defensively, he got another block today. Repeat. I feel like he's...
Say that again.
What, he creates something out of nothing?
Who creates something out of nothing?
Duncan.
That's crazy that we're saying something like that.
Crazy. It's almost like the his game has just rounded out. He used to be like, when you used to look at like the pie chart, like not the pie charts, like, you know, like those like little hexagon.
The little skill charts. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. The skill chart. He used to be all 3-point shooting and like very little everything else. And then it's funny because during the seasons, the three-point shooting kept coming down, but like everything else started getting a little bit better and a little bit better and a little bit better. And now the three-point shooting has taken off and everything else has also gotten better. So it's like truly like seriously fucking sensational, man. Like at some point, and it wasn't that move you're talking about wasn't against a bad defender. It was against Ausar Thompson. For anybody who doesn't know or hasn't watched any games, like why would you be watching Pistons games? But
no, they were America's team. Don't forget.
Oh, I didn't know that. But why would you be watching during them in 2024?
During the losing, during 2024, during the losing streak, Pistons games, Lou, appointment television.
Appointment television. But man, Ausar Thompson is really, like, he's really that guy defensively. He's like top percentile, like perimeter defender. And it was a point in the game where Duncan hit a corner three off an inbound and they flashed to Ausar and he just looked down like, I have nothing for this guy. Cause with his on ball defense is so good, but Duncan isn't an on ball player. He can be now, which is great. But like his off ball movement is so good. He had him. He only sees Jaylen Brown. Yeah, exactly. I don't know, man. Duncan's fucking sensational. At some point, the Heat are going to have to talk to him about an extension. And I would go as far as to say that besides Jimmy and Bam, Duncan is the Heat's most valuable player, not just on the team, in terms of trade talks as well at this fucking point.
I mean, I think he's critical to what they do. I don't really, I mean, he's third in net rating, you know, being on the floor. It's post All-Star break. He's second or first, I'll pull up the number right now, in just raw plus minus. Being on the court for them, which is just, again, the fact that we're talking about a guy like that's having that kind of impact. Mm-hmm. Post All-Star break, the Heat are plus 53 with him on the court. They are plus 39 with Jimmy Butler. You know, like,
and he's second,
second place.
Damn.
Post All-Star break. You know what I mean? And for a guy like him, Lou, we're going to have very uncomfortable conversations because he needs to start.
I was going to say we might as well get into it, G. There is no feasible world where somebody with common sense sees, and this is, again, this is no, I hate that it's Tyler because he's always in the limelight and people think Heat fans hate him. It's just Duncan is this good. Like if Tyler comes back in all honesty and all, I'm not saying he needs to go to the bench, but it's either him or Rozier. We can't keep doing this, man. There's no way Duncan should not be starting. And again, this is no disrespect to Tyler. Terry played good today too. He's gotten a little better. He's getting a little more comfortable. But like, there's you don't bench your third best player. This isn't Manu Ginobili. This isn't the Spurs that they were so damn gifted offensively where they can afford to bench Ginobili. Like, this isn't that. Like, we need. He is like he's like the little bit of juice that we have on offense at the bottom of the juice box. That's Duncan Robinson. It's like, we need to get every little ounce of juice for this offense. Our offense is that juice box, and Duncan is that
the toothpaste at the end of its life cycle.
Oh, man. It's just, we got to squeeze what we can.
You're fucking getting anything you can and fucking pressing down on it and sliding that. Getting what you can. And by the way, if you're talking about extending Duncan, I think at some point too, I mean, you got to have some respect for him too. You cannot look that man in the face, give him an extension, and tell him to come off the bench again.
Yeah, a lot of shits I play. We just saw Kelly Olynyk get $26 million for 2 years. Duncan's not going for $26 million for 2 years, guys. Like, I don't know.
Duncan's on $19 million.
He's gonna be like, I'm gonna need a 10% pay raise, minimum.
I'd give it.
Shit,
he's improved every year
for sure. If he was worth 18 back then, 19 back then, oh yeah,
I shouldn't say that he's improved every year. He's tried to add skills to his game every year.
Absolutely. This is the first year Strus isn't on the team, so he doesn't have like that. Like, the leash is finally long again.
And Tyler's that needs, out.
Yeah, you that, that I mean? Leash needs to be. He should be free roaming. We shouldn't even have that motherfucker on the leash. That's how good he's been.
I wonder if Duncan's a more desirable player to have than Hero.
In terms of?
Like, to trade. Like, if you're going to move one of those guys who's... Yeah. I guess it depends on the team.
That's what I said. I think he's the third best player, not just in plays, but, like, in terms of, like, trade value, besides Jimmy and Bam, I think he has Him and Hawkins probably have the highest trade value. But he's no longer, like, he's the nicest filler in a trade in terms of salary any team could ask for.
Well, because you can, and I talked about this yesterday with Wes Goldberg. You know, let's use a hypothetical team, like, I don't know, the Portland Trailblazers, right? Let's say for some reason the Blazers had something to trade Miami and they got Duncan Robinson, you know, in a deal. If you're a contender at the trade deadline, what are you willing to give for a guy who's this level of playmaker and this elite a shooter? I'm just saying, bro.
It's definitely a conversation to be had. We saw OG get moved for two young guys who was like equivalent to like one or two, maybe three first round picks. I don't think Duncan is OG caliber player, but let's say OG goes for 2/3 first round picks. Duncan's going for at least 1 to 2. One is me like really like one and a decent player back, but definitely two.
Bronx Joker says they still might view him as assistant player G. I don't think so anymore. I think the ball skill is too apparent.
One thing
was a handoff, House of Mirrors nonsense, but now this is like
he's getting to the paint.
You saw the clip.
He's doing everything, man.
He did the Michael Jordan move on Starks, except with a layup, not a dunk.
Yeah, like, he's not there. And it was a reverse with the right hand under the, like, coming right to left on the rim. So it wasn't like he extended. It was like the, it's a little harder.
Thank you so much. She says, can we talk about Nico? Totally forgot that he got ejected on 305 day. My GOAT. One of us, baby.
Heat lifer.
One of us. Uno de nosotros, brother.
Untouchable. Luke. Not like he should have been touched before. Pause.
Ooh. He probably shouldn't have been ejected. It was funny that he was ejected. That's the second suspension/ejection in the last week.
I love that he wears the heart on his sleeve, but he plays like he cares. That's sometimes all you can ask. And he was playing really good. Like he was playing really, really good. The three-pointer's fallen recently. It's been falling all year. But, like, he's starting to get a little bit more respected out there. They closed out hard on him. He took it to the paint and drew a foul. The playmaking stuff is there. He's active defensively. Obviously, he's not a world stopper. But what he gives you is size and just pushing and like, he gives them – I don't want to say a solution, but he gives them a – like, another chess piece Spoelstra can, like, you know, can utilize in the playoffs. Because I don't think the four situation is clear-cut, like, he's going to be playing or whatever you might want to say. But, like, now it's like a four by rotation almost, and it just feels so nice. Like, it's either him or Caleb. Highsmith has been giving him good minutes. You know, just Hawkeye sometimes plays. Like, it's just like the four is no longer an issue.
I wonder if they can even play him at the three. They would need a four, but I just think that there's an interesting, because, like,
he could have
a little bit of size, and I just think that keeping him as far away from pick and roll defense is probably your best. Like,
yeah, maybe he can play the three. Not with this current roster construction.
Not with this current roster, but if they have different guys, I think he pushed. Like Chad says, I like how he pushes pace for the starters. The starting lineup actually hasn't been very good with Jovic in it. So Bam, Jimmy, Duncan, Rozier, and Jovic. I'll pull up the numbers right now because I know that they're not very good. They have played 34 minutes and they're minus 15 net rating.
I love it.
Their defense is 122 net rating.
Can we take off the Denver game? Because we got mollywopped that game by their starters.
I can't, but...
Yeah. Numbers probably change a little bit, but they're still negative.
Rozier and Jovic alone, they're minus 8 per 100 possessions. Mm-hmm. You know, defense with about 120 defensive rating. Jovic without Rozier, plus 11. Rozier without Jovic, minus 3. I mean, Alf and I talked about this today, that we feel like Rozier is a problem in those lineups. They're better with him off. They're minus with Rozier on the floor. They're minus 3.5. I do think that he's getting in a little bit of a rhythm. I talked about this with Wes yesterday. I don't know, man. He has one good game and then like one game. I don't really know. I'm not super feeling it so far. Hopefully you got to find his rhythm, but certainly like the on-court metrics are not, they're not showing that he's helping.
Yeah. again, I don't disagree. I think he's had a rough start, but I think recently, I want to say like three out of the last four games, he's been a little bit better. He's been very intentional with getting the like Bam and Jimmy involved as well. It's just a matter, honestly, I think sometimes it's just a shot falling. Today, the shot was falling. And the biggest takeaway, the biggest compliment I can give Terry Rozier is he hasn't been noticeable defensively. And I mean that in the best way possible. Like, he hasn't been getting picked on as much as I was anticipating him to get picked on. He's done a decent job there.
The playoffs will be different.
The playoffs will probably be different. But it's just nice to see that he can survive, is the way I'll put it.
Carliana's asking you, why is he taking most of the shots?
Who? Terry?
Yeah.
Today, specifically?
Having 17 field goal attempts is kind of crazy, considering how much he missed. But Rozier as well. I mean, Rozier just felt a little bit chucky today.
Gee, but that's what we brought him here to score. There's no way he can score without shooting. You get what I'm saying? This isn't like we need to stop comparison. Jesus, my English sucks. Comparison. We need to stop comparing him to Lowry. Yeah. But we need to stop comparing him to Lowry just in general. Cause like, they're completely different players. Like, they're not even in the same ballpark of what they do or what they were asked or what they're going to be asked to do or what they were asked to do for this team. Like, Rozier is here because we needed somebody who can score and shoot the ball and space out. He did that today. Was he the most efficient? Probably not. 7 for 7. I wish he would finish around the rim just a little bit better sometimes. That's kind of my biggest thing. But his playmaking has been pretty good, I would say. I think that's been pleasantly surprising, just that he's been able to keep it up at this level. And the three-point shooting has been rough, but today he shot the ball well from three, and it kind of made a little bit of a difference in that third quarter.
It did, but Miami escapes with a win today, 118-110 against Detroit. Tomorrow, like I said, we're going to have Alex on from Five on the Floor and Five Reasons to talk about all the daily things that happened today. We just didn't feel like it was fair to have a post-game show and like all that news that came out today. So we were supposed to be off tomorrow. I'm going to do a little afternoon hit with Alex for about 30 minutes to give you guys kind of a little digest of that news after we have a day to sit on it. I believe that Brian also said that Drew Smith officially been cut. I guess Ira did report that. Brian had it first. So
I think he was waived. Yes,
it was waived. So I'll have more information on that and kind of the cap machinations and all that stuff. And then we'll kind of get Alex's takes and kind of talk a little bit of basketball with him too. But appreciate y'all rocking with us here on this beautiful Tuesday, March 5th. Listen, Heat are, what are they, half a game out of fourth place? New York has slipped to six. Boston loses. This is a great day in the association. See you tomorrow.
The best day.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers. The trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to bioptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at bioptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.